Audio 1.5. Personnel within the legal system. In addition to the jurisdictions of the courts, there are people performing different roles in the English legal system. These include solicitors and barristers, magistrates and judges, and the jury. There are also paralegals, legal assistants, and other support staff. The legal profession. Solicitors and barristers. In the UK, lawyer or advocate is a generic term used to refer to anyone who provides legal advice and representation in civil and criminal cases. This is the case of solicitors and barristers who act for, represent their clients both inside and outside the court system. Solicitors. Solicitors have day-to-day contact with clients and advise on necessary courses of legal action. If a client wishes to take legal advice, he will usually go to a solicitor's firm, where he will see the solicitor and tell him what kind of work he requires to be done. Solicitors are permitted to practice in partnerships, signifying that they can be the owners of a law firm, partners. Lawyers who are employed by a firm, but who are not owners, are usually called associates. Both solicitors and barristers appear in the inferior courts as advocates, where they exercise a right of audience for their clients, meaning that they have a right to argue a case for their clients, also called pleading a case. In the superior courts, however, barristers have exclusive rights of audience. Solicitors may also appear as advocates in the superior courts, called solicitor advocates, if they have appropriate experience to do so. The Law Society is the representative body for solicitors and is responsible for the legal education, training, and examinations of solicitors. In order to practice as a solicitor, a person must first go through all the necessary education and training. Then they will be admitted to the rolls, meaning that their names will be entered on the Society's roll or list of solicitors permitted to practice. Once admitted to the rolls, solicitors will automatically be granted a practicing certificate by the Law Society. Barristers. Solicitors have direct contact with their clients. Barristers do not. If a client needs the services of a barrister, he must go first to a solicitor called instructing solicitor. The solicitor will then instruct or brief the barrister to advise in writing through an opinion or appear in court as an advocate. In the case of a request for written advice, opinion, the solicitor will only ask the barrister questions so as to be able to advise the client. The opinion will answer these questions and is sent back to the instructing solicitor. This is ensured by the cab rank rule, which obliges barristers to accept any cases, instructions, sent to them by solicitors if they fall within the field of their competence and are irrespective of the identity of the client. Barristers derive their name from the fact that when they qualify, years call, they are called to the bar. Top barristers who have produced work of a particularly high quality are appointed by the Crown to the rank of Queen's Counsel, QC or Silk, by virtue of their gowns, which are no longer made of ordinary cloth, but of silk. The Attorney General and his deputy, the Solicitor General, are legal advisers to the Crown in civil and criminal proceedings. They are usually barristers. The judiciary. Magistrates and judges. The term judiciary, metaphorically known as the bench, is used to describe magistrates or judges sitting together in the same court. Magistrates have different judicial roles from judges because they are appointed to sit in inferior magistrates' courts, dealing with most criminal cases. They consider the evidence in each case and reach a verdict with the most appropriate sentence. Magistrates deal with the less serious criminal cases such as mugging, minor theft, motoring offences and vandalism, where the defendant is usually represented by a solicitor rather than a barrister. The term magistrates includes lay magistrates and district judges, who are collectively known as justices of the peace. Lay magistrates are not legally qualified and unpaid except for expenses. They are selected from the ranks of those who are known personally or by reputation, and are appointed for their qualities of judgment and responsibility. District judges are members of the judiciary and are legally qualified. A district judge must be a qualified solicitor or barrister. Both categories of magistrates may be dismissed on grounds of incapacity or misbehaviour. Judges sit in superior courts such as the High Court, Court of Appeal, and Supreme Court, and are appointed from the ranks of barristers and some senior solicitors. Judges carry out different functions during the trial and must be independent to ensure fair trial. Independence of judges means that they must deliver judgment with complete impartiality, without interference from political forces or the parties appearing before them. It is not very easy to remove senior judges from office, because they are protected by judicial immunity. The jury. Juries are most often used in criminal proceedings in the Crown Court, where they consider the evidence and decide what the true facts of the case are. The judge gives the direction to the jury on the relevant law, which the jury has to apply to the facts of the case in order to reach a verdict. In civil proceedings, juries function to decide on how much money should be paid in compensation. However, a challenge for cause involves any of the jurors who may be dismissed from service because there is a good reason to believe they cannot be fair, unbiased, or capable of serving as jurors, such as when they've already formed an opinion about the case or know either of the parties to the case.